Blackstone presents Romance Redux, Finding Love in Your Later Years by Laura Stassi. This book is read by Laura Stassi. To borrow from the song Lonely People, written by husband and wife songwriting team Dan and Catherine Peake, this is for all the single people thinking that life has left them dry. Don't give up. Introduction. I was married for almost 30 years, and then I got divorced. For the first time in my life, I was on my own, but I wasn't alone. Literally, there are millions of Americans 50 and older who are single. Some of us are solo by choice, or because we never found a special someone. Not yet, anyway. Or maybe we were married, but then lost our partners to death or divorce. In fact, the divorce rate among older people in long-lasting marriages has exploded since the 1990s. It's a phenomenon occurring worldwide, including in South Africa, Japan, Australia, and England. In some countries, divorce among people 50 and older has been labeled silver splitting. In the United States, researchers coined the term gray divorce. A gray divorce. That's what happened to me unexpectedly. I learned how to feel happy and whole on my own, but I didn't think I wanted to be uncoupled forever. I decided I should at least try to find another romantic partner. But how? I was clueless. The last time I'd been single, I was a teenager. Home telephone answering machines weren't even a thing. As a writer of articles on health, wellness, and medical issues for military families, and author of almost 24 nonfiction children's books, I tackled some big research projects in my career. So I decided to use my professional skills for my personal life. I started digging. I sought advice and information from older people who had found new love for life's later years. I also gathered valuable tips and insights from sociologists, researchers, health and relationship experts, and dating coaches. I discovered myriad ways to meet potential romantic partners. Hint, online dating might have seemed the most obvious, but it wasn't the only way. I also learned how people addressed some of the unique challenges of partnering in the second half of life. I wanted to share everything I learned, so I launched a website to post true stories I wrote. I called it Dating While Gray because what came after gray divorce? Gray dating. But the website also was for older people who'd been widowed or had short-term marriages or who'd never been married. I used the word gray to refer to anyone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?